and a copy of this ordinance shall be available at the office of the township clerk for any interested member of the public.
Thank you, Ms. Yu.
Do I have a motion?
Motion.
A second?
Second.
Ms. Yu, can you please call the roll?
Councilman Buller?
Yes.
Councilwoman Cahill?
Yes.
Councilman Khan?
Yes.
Councilwoman Lombardi?
Yes.
Councilman Shaw?
Yes.
Councilman Aaron?
Yes.
Council President McCollum?
Yes. This item passes on first reading. Item number eight, which is ordinance also on first reading, construction of local improvement sidewalks, block 6003, lots 1.02 and 9, 399, 403, Hose Lane. Ms. Yu, can you please give the ordinance?
It is resolved by the Township Council of Piscataway Township, New Jersey, that an ordinance entitled, ordinance to provide for the construction of local improvement sidewalks on block 6003, lots 1.02 and 9 of the Township of Piscataway tax map, commonly known as 399-403 Hose Lane, Piscataway, as permitted under NJSA 40:65-1, be is hereby adopted on the first reading, that it be published in the official newspaper, and that a second reading and public hearing be held at 7:30 p.m. prevailing time at the Piscataway Municipal Building, 455 Hose Lane, Piscataway, New Jersey, on the 20th day of November 2018. Be further resolved that a copy of this ordinance shall be posted in at least two public places within the township prior to the day of the second reading and final passage, and a copy of this ordinance shall be made available at the office of the township clerk for any interested member of the public.
Thank you, Ms. Yu. Do I have a motion?
Motion.
Do I have a second?
Second.
Ms. Yu, can you please call the roll?
Councilman Buller?
Yes.
Councilwoman Cahill?
Yes.
Councilman Khan?
Yes.
Councilwoman Lombardi?
Yes.
Councilman Shaw?
Yes.
Councilman Aaron?
Yes.
Council President McCollum?
Yes. Item number nine, which is also an ordinance on first reading, construction of local improvement sidewalks, block 7401, lot 1.02, at 4 Stiles Avenue. Ms. Yu, can you please read the ordinance?
It is resolved by the Township Council of Piscataway Township, New Jersey, that an ordinance entitled, ordinance to provide for the construction of local improvement sidewalks on block 7401, lot 1.02, of the Township of Piscataway tax map, commonly known as 4 Stiles Avenue, Piscataway, as permitted under NJSA 40:65-1. Be it is hereby adopted on the first reading, that it be published in the official newspaper, and that a second reading public hearing be held at 7:30 p.m. prevailing time at the Piscataway Municipal Building, 455 Hose Lane, Piscataway, New Jersey, on the 20th day of November 2018. Be it further resolved that a copy of this ordinance shall be posted in at least two public places within the township prior to the day of the second reading and final passage, and a copy of this ordinance shall be made available at the office of the township clerk for any interested member of the public.
Thank you, Ms. Yu. Do I have a motion?
Motion.
Do I have a second?
Second.
Ms. Yu, can you please call the roll?
Councilman Buller?
Yes.
Councilwoman Cahill?
Yes.
Councilman Khan?
Yes.
Councilwoman Lombardi?
Yes.
Councilman Shaw?
Yes.
Councilman Aaron?
Yes.
Council President McCollum?
Yes. Item number 10, which is also an ordinance on first reading, construction of local improvement sidewalks, block 10301, lots 4.06, 6.03, 7.01, 8 and 9, and South 606 South Randallville Road, 152X Morris Ave, rear, 150 Morris Ave, 156X Morris Ave, rear, 154X Avenue, rear. Ms. Cedar, can you please read the ordinance?
It is resolved by the Township Council of Piscataway Township, New Jersey, that an ordinance entitled, ordinance to provide for the construction of local improvement sidewalks on block 10301, lots 4.06, 6.03, 7.01, 8, and 9 of the Township of Piscataway tax map, commonly known as 606 South Randallville Road, 152X Morris Avenue, rear, 150 Morris Avenue, 156X Morris Avenue, rear, and 154X Morris Avenue, rear, Piscataway, as permitted under NJSA 40:65-1, be is hereby adopted on the first reading, that it be published in the official newspaper, and then a second reading in public hearing be held at 7:30 p.m. prevailing time at the Piscataway Municipal Building, 455 Hose Lane, Piscataway, New Jersey, on the 20th day of November 2018. Be it further resolved that a copy of this ordinance shall be posted in at least two public places within the township prior to the day of the second reading and final passage, and a copy of this ordinance shall be made available at the office of the township clerk for any interested member of the public.
Thank you, Ms. Yu. Do I have a motion?
Motion.
Do I have a second?
Second.
Ms. Yu, can you please call the roll?
Councilman Buller?
Yes.
Councilwoman Cahill?
Yes.
Councilman Khan?
Yes.
Councilwoman Lombardi?
Yes.
Councilman Shaw?
Yes.
Councilman Aaron?
Yes.
Council President McCollum?
Yes. Item number 11, consent agenda. For efficiency, items have been consolidated into a consent agenda to be voted on together. Materials for these items have been distributed to the council in advance of the meeting. At this time, are there any items that the council would like removed from the consent agenda to be discussed? to be discussed or voted on separately. Are there any comments or questions? Do I have a motion?
Motion.
Second.
Ms. Cedar, can you please call the roll? Councilman Ballard?
Yes.
Councilwoman Cahill?
Yes.
Councilman Kahn?
Yes.
Councilwoman Lombardi?
Yes.
Councilman Shaw?
Yes.
Councilman Aaron?
Yes.
Council President McCollum?
Yes, thank you.
Item number 13, at this time, are there any announcements and comments from officials? Mr. Ballard?
Yes. As you know, for the past 7 years, we have been recognizing veterans in November, and we have a program which we're going to do again this year. So right now, we're out just putting paperwork on the libraries, the Veterans Administration, and you know, because we would like to recognize as many veterans as we can. So, as I said, if you have any veteran family, whatever, I'll be one happy to give you a label. Yes, he's right there. Okay?
Thank you. Ms. Cahill?
I would just like to say, it looks to me like we're not going to convene again until November, so it is October, which means Halloween is going to be at the end of the month. There'll be a lot of trick-or-treaters. Obviously, it's gotten darker, so we all want to be very cognizant of pedestrians walking on the street and including those nights. And that is it for me. Thank you.
Mr. Kahn?
Yeah, I do have something I wanted to share with the council and the public. It was in our packet. The council members probably saw it, but I think it's important. I want to read it briefly and share it with the members of the public that are here. As you know, several months ago, we enacted an ordinance to ban the sale of guns in the township of the modified our zoning ordinance. Got a lot of press at the time, which was nice. The idea was to encourage some other communities. There were, of course, a few political naysayers who claimed it was wouldn't do anything, it was unnecessary, or so on and so forth. So I want to share with you an email that we received from a woman, I won't tell you who it is, in Spotswood, who was basically asking for us to come to their assistance. And it reads, I understand that you recently passed an ordinance prohibiting the opening of a gun shop near schools. As a citizen, I would like your advice as to how to proceed with implementing something similar by town. I'm a resident of Spotswood, New Jersey, in our town. This is the part that troubles me. Recently allowed a gun shop to be opened next door to a daycare center and within walking distance from our high school and middle school. Many parents are outraged. And we are preparing ourselves on how to address this issue. And it goes on to talk about what they're doing. The purpose of our ordinance was proactive. I recall that a few critics were saying, well, golly gee, there's no gun shop in town. Why do anything about it? I don't know what the situation necessarily is in Spotswood. And I hope that the answer is it's too late. You know, that's the old expression about the barn door being locked after the horse ran out or whatever. But I'm proud of what the mayor and council did here, is we took action proactively so that we don't have a situation where folks are coming in and saying the gun shop was opened up next to a daycare center in our town. What can you do about it? And the sad answer maybe is not a whole heck of a lot you can do if you don't prepare in advance. So I'm going to call this person. I don't know if there's an answer in Spotswood or not, but I would urge other towns to take similar action before they have a Spotswood problem. I think what we did was the right thing and the responsible thing to do for our community, and I'm really proud of the action that we took.
Thanks, Steve. I totally agree.
I would just like to remind everybody that this month is Breast Cancer Awareness Month. And just remember to continue everybody and to support those people that are fighting the battle, those that have won the battle, and those that have lost people from the battle. I'm sure everyone in this room knows somebody that has dealt with breast cancer, and it's a cause very near and dear to my heart.
Dr. Gaxman and Michelle, make sure that they also do their preventive care and get their mammograms.
Yeah. Thank you.
Thank you. Mr. Shaw? Mr. Mayor? Tim, what is this question?
No comment.
All right, I don't have any additional comments at this time. At this time, the floor is open to the public. Are there any comments or questions from the public at this time? If so, please come to the podium, state your name and address, and your 3 minute remaining to speak. I'd like to make a motion to adjourn.
A motion.
Do you have a second?
Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
We adjourn. I'd like to move on to the agenda. Meeting at this time, I'd like to call the meeting to order. Adequate notice of this meeting has been provided as required under Chapter 231, PL 1975, specifying the time, the location, and the extent known. The agenda by posting a copy of the notice on the municipal building, municipal court, and the two municipal library bulletin boards, providing a copy to the official newspapers of the township, and by following a copy of the office of the township clerk in accordance with the certification by the clerk, which will be entered into the minutes. Ms. Cedar, can you please call the roll? Councilman Miller?
Here.
Councilwoman Cahill?
Here.
Councilman Kahn?
Here.
Councilman Lombardi?
Here.
Councilman Shaw?
Here.
Councilman Aaron?
Here.
Council President McCall?
Here.
Please stand for the flag salute.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Item number five, which is a resolution authorizing cancellation of taxes for various blocks and lots. Are there any comments or questions from the council at this time? Item number six, the resolution authorizing refund of overpayment of taxes for various blocks and lots. Any comments or questions? Item number seven, a resolution authorizing return of permit fees at 505 Downbrook Avenue. Any comments or questions? Item number eight, the resolution authorizing award of bid for 2019 and 2020 HVAC maintenance services. Any comments or questions at this time? Item number nine, a resolution authorizing award of contract management services for Sterling Village Senior Housing Facility. Any comments or questions? Item number 10, a resolution authorizing refund of overpayment of taxes due to tax court judgment at SHI International, 33 Knightsbridge Road. Any comments or questions? Item number 11, which is a resolution authorizing refund of overpayment of taxes due to tax court judgment at 1280 Centennial Avenue. Any comments or questions? Item number 12, a resolution authorizing execution of agreement with Rutgers University Behavioral Health Care Center for Employee Assistance Program, January 1st, 2019 through December 31st of 2019, which is not to exceed $8,941.83. Are there any comments or questions regarding this? Item number 13, which is a resolution authorizing RAFA license for the Children's Specialized Hospital Foundation. Are there any comments or questions? Item number 14, a resolution to accept the report of the clerk's account for October 2018. Are there any comments or questions? Item number 15, a motion to accept the report of Division of Revenue for October 2018. Any comments or questions? Item number 16, a motion to receive and enter into minutes disbursements for the month of October 2018. Any comments or questions? Item number 17, 18, and 19, a motion to accept regular and agenda meetings for July 10th, 2018, July 24th, 2018, and August 14th, 2018. Are there any comments or questions regarding these minutes? Item number 20, announcements and comments from officials. Mr. Lombard, any comments or questions?
Nothing at this time, thank you.
Ms. Cahill?
No, thank you, Council President.
Mr. Kahn?
Following up on Ms. Cahill's comments, last year I had a great time. Halloween, we stopped at the Waller House. Maybe an annual.
What kind of candy are you getting?
I don't know. It must be an annual tradition because it was somehow it was the last house we didn't get out of there. The dogs and everybody came home.
Thank you.
Ms. Lombardi?
Just a quick reminder, there is another Clean Communities event this Saturday. Piscataway, in order to keep our grant, we're supposed to hold two cleanups per year. I host the one in the spring, and Maria will be hosting the one this Saturday, October 20th, and there are still locations available if people are looking forward to volunteering.
Thanks, Michelle.
Thank you.
Mr. Kapil Shah?
No, thanks.
Mr. Franker?
Yes, I just want to recognize the Pop Warner Pee Wee team. They made it to the playoffs and their first playoff game this morning.
Mayor?
Couple items. We should have some of the capital ordinances ready to go at the next meeting for first reading for the roads, sanitary, Sterling Village, et cetera, et cetera. So we'll get the backup by the next meeting. And then I think there's going to be a couple other possible items. We're waiting for the attorneys, Ms. Elise, to get whatever else they need for the meeting. And then last but not least, I want to congratulate Frida Arbor for being honored this Saturday by the Plainfield, Edison, Moses County, and NAACP Board. Your honor.
Thank you. Do you have a business manager?
Question for the mayor. Where are we in the bid process? I know we went out to bid on the community center.
It's coming at the end of the month.
End of
first week of November.
Right. When will we be opening that and all that?
Probably first week of November.
Okay, great.
A lot of interest.
Yeah, I'm not surprised.
A lot of interest. A lot of bidders, which is good.
Bidders that, I mean, I don't want to disclose who they are because we probably shouldn't do that for competitive reasons, but bidders that you would recognize as being successful contractors on these type of big government projects.
We don't know who's going to bid. We know who's picking up. So there's a lot of interest in picking up the specs. We're answering questions on a weekly basis. We'll answer more questions on this Friday. I think we'll have a fairly competitive bid out there.
It's great if we were able to get bids that all come in within spec and we'll be able to have a shovel in the ground as soon as the weather breaks.
Our business administrator, Tim?
No comment, sir.
Council President, if I may, I wasn't at the last meeting, I apologize, I could not be there, but at the meeting before there, I think it was the meeting before, somebody had approached us about our renewable energies, and there had been some discussion that we might be almost at the, or close to, possibly the goal that New Brunswick had, so I was
maybe
30% or something like that.
A little bit more than that.
So I was just hoping that maybe the administration would look into maybe seeing how we could come down to those numbers and potentially look to see, you know, the plans that we have going forward that would even improve upon those numbers so that the residents can see that, albeit we do, you know, we do a lot of this stuff sort of quietly, doing the right thing, shared services and all that good stuff. We're not jumping up and down, but it might be good for us to do that so that other organizations can see that we've been doing our due diligence with regard to sustainability and renewable energies.
Yeah, I agree. We've all talked about that here, and we've talked about it amongst ourselves, and you know, all the reasons to be angry, I guess, is probably an appropriate word, with some of the things that have gone on in Washington. Issues concerning climate are probably the most pressing. I think I'd like to see us in this coming, you know, year, make that a priority. You know, we've had a lot of ideas we kicked around about things we could do and consultants and stuff like that. And I think we should really move forward and maybe set a good example for some of the other communities. I know that, Mayor, you were involved with the National Mayor's Conference and we signed on to that initiative. Maybe there's some additional things that we could be doing.
One of the things that I would like to recommend is to start looking into more fuel-efficient cars and vehicles that we purchase.
Okay, I wanted to add on to what Frank was saying, that the Scataway Supa boys football team is doing great, so just want to congratulate them on all their wins thus far, and hopefully they'll continue. So looking forward to some good news at the end of the season, right, Frank? At this time, are there any comments or questions from the public? I'd like to open the floor to the public at this time. So please come to the podium. You state your name and address. You have 3 minutes to wish to speak. Yes, sir.
I am Sid Madison. I reside at 176 Blackford Avenue, Piscataway.
Good evening, Mr. Madison.
I have prepared presentation for you, and I saw the mayor in the hallway, and he mentioned the subject, just came up about the mayor's conference and something about passing the last year. And I noticed the comments about going to more renewable energy in terms of Piscataway, and I think that's all a great idea. I would ask the mayor, instead of making my presentation, to ask, could you recap what the U.S. Mayor's Conference recommended or said, or how that worked?
Well, Sid, if you want, I can get you a copy of the resolution.
Well, let me be more blunt then. Does it ask for the United States national government to pass national climate legislation?
Yes, I think Piscataway is one of the 1,300 towns that signed on to the Kyoto
climate change. We did that almost
2005.
77 years ago?
It came out in 2005 originally, as I read it. I didn't understand your answer to my question. Does the thing that was done last year recommend that the national government pass national climate legislation that includes?
I believe it does, Sid, but I have to take a look back at it again. And I don't want to say yes and then it not does it not well, so I'm sure it does.
So, Mr. Mass, do we have your phone number? Maybe
Okay.
All right, great.
So, if you can come up and give me your phone number and then email address, and then we'll get you a copy.
My recollection is the National Conference of Mayors, our mayor is a participant in, passed a resolution which was sent to the President and to Congress urging them to pass such legislation. We passed a resolution supporting that along with many other towns.
Okay, I'll come back another time after I see what you've got.
Sure.
I'll give you
my
telephone number and such.
Thank you, Mr. Madison.
Thank you.
Any other comments or questions? So please come to the podium and state your name and address.
Yeah.
Mr. Grubbs, sure, please come to the podium.
Good evening. Curtis Grubbs, 1750 West Third.
Good evening, Mr. Grubbs.
I didn't even know that the mayor, when are they going to finish that road, or when they're going to do the road on Second Street? Do you know about
what scope? I know we did the curbing and sidewalks out there on the homeowner's side.
Yeah, no, I'm asking you, do you know when the county's going to do the road?
I don't know if it's not in their schedule this year and maybe in next year's schedule.
I mean,
I have to check with the county.
I think I presented this to them about 5 years ago. The water doesn't drain properly. It comes down Third Street and it's supposed to go around down Hazelwood down Second. So.
All right, Curtis, what we'll do is the next time there's a significant rainfall, we're in the engineering department, we'll take a quick look.
Thank you, Mr. Rebs.
Thank you.
Any other comments or questions from the public at this time? If so, please come to the podium, state your name and address, and if you need to speak. I'm going to close the public portion. Do you have a motion to adjourn?
Motion.
Second.
Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Have a good evening.